retired Federal Bureau of Investigation agents is charged that the FBI destroyed or withheld evidence and failed to share other information that raised the possibility that a gang of white supremacist bank robbers may have assisted Timothy McVeigh during the Oklahoma City bombing, according to documents never introduced at McVeigh's trial. Both the FBI supervisor who ran the Oklahoma City investigation and the veteran agent who was in command at the bombing scene say the new evidence, detailed in documents obtained by the Associated Press, is serious enough to warrant reopening the inquiry 9 years later. The evidence, never shared with Oklahoma City investigators or defense staff, includes documents showing that Aryan Republican Army bank robbers possessed explosive blasting caps similar to those McVeigh stole and a driver's license possibly stolen during the bombing plot. Retired agents Dan DeSenigo and Dan Cruson said that there are unanswered questions in the case and a lot of things happened that were inappropriate. Both agreed that any reopened investigation should not be conducted by the FBI, but by a special and totally independent legal expert. Investigative documents obtained by AP also shed new light on other evidence that the Justice Department did not introduce in McVeigh's 1997 trial, including that McVeigh may have sought to recruit additional help around the time he called the white supremacist compound in Oklahoma, where several of the bank robbers stayed. The April 1995 bombing killed more than 160 people, and McVeigh was put to death for it in 2001. His co-defendant, Terry Nichols, will stand trial in Oklahoma next week on state charges that could carry the death penalty. Peter Langan, one member of the robbery gang, told AP in a phone interview from federal prison, where he's serving life sentences for a bank robbery spree in the 1990s, that at least three fellow gang members were in Oklahoma around the time of the bombing, and one later told him that they had become involved. The retired agent said they ruled out a connection when the bank robbers denied their involvement and provided an alibi showing they left Oklahoma 3 days before McVeigh's bomb detonated. That alibi, however, was contradicted by information Langan offered prosecutors and by car sales records showing the bank robbers were still in the Oklahoma area after they claimed to have left. DeSenigo said his investigators never were told about the license, the blasting caps, or problems with the robber's alibi, and he first learned of them from AP this year.